Morning, welcome to Word of Grace. One of my favorite psalms is Psalms 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed as eagles." Isn't that an amazing promise in the Bible for us? This morning, I asked everyone to read so that we can set this context of worship. We are worshiping the King of Glory, okay? We remind ourselves of all the benefits that we have in Him. So one of the main benefits that we have is that eternity will be spent with Him for us. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that something to get excited about? So let's celebrate this fact that we are going to spend eternity with Jesus, okay? amazing thing. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that this is our destiny, God.
He sent his son to die and rise again to save us.
His never-ending love is steadfast and sure.
He's broken our chains and given us freedom.
Give thanks to God.
He's so good.
Us to himself.
Tere jaisa hai koi
to us. I believe that as we praise in tongues right now, the Spirit of God will reveal to us the deep things of God. Let's all lift up our voices, sing out in tongues.
You're seated high on the throne. You're seated high on the throne. Yes, you are sovereign, Lord. You reign with power. You reign with authority. You reign with power. You reign with authority. Authority.
As we were singing this song, He is worthy, Lord of all, I got a picture where most of us, you know, we have the deepest thing in our hearts. There might be strongholds in our heart which we are struggling with. And I believe Jesus is telling right now, make me Lord over all in your life. And in 2 Corinthians 1:10, he says, Paul says, He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us. Let's put our hope in Jesus and make Him Lord over your entire life, over everything in your life. And this is the day that the Lord will deliver you from the clutches, from the strongholds of the evil one. And let God get all the glory. Amen.
As Lasya asked us to find words for people or something like that, I think I had a word for you, Rohan, right? Rohan. I think I felt this just now. I mean, God said me to tell you this very directly. He said, rise up, young man, and see the path that I have set before you. And wherever, whatever that path is, it's going to lead you to victory. Because you are a mighty man of God, and He has works in store for you. And I think as a church, if we can just pray over this word, because the enemy doesn't want mighty men. He doesn't want men of God to go and rise up.
Yes.
He doesn't want it to happen. And I think as a church, when we collectively pray for mighty men, for people to rise up and actually go chase after the destiny that God has given them, chase after the path that God has prepared for them, I think something does happen.
Yes.
And can we just pray over Rohan right now and pray that, you know, he does rise up to this mighty destiny. I don't know what it is, but I just felt that.
Thank you.
This week, I was reading from John 21, and John 21 verse 15, 16, 17. It is about Jesus and Peter. Jesus, you know, when people were beating Jesus, slapping him, and there was Peter. Peter saw Jesus with his eyes, and Peter denied Jesus three times. I don't know you. I don't know Jesus. I don't know him. And Jesus, he rose from the grave after his death. He rose from the grave on the third day. And Jesus, in verse 15, it says, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And Peter said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs. Jesus said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, tend my sheep. And Jesus said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Peter denied Jesus three times. He was grieved. But Jesus, accepted Peter. And God spoke to me. I felt guilty. Sometimes I feel guilty, yes. I say, Lord, I love you. But Jesus was saying to me, do you love me? Tend my sheep. Feed my lambs. Take care of the flock. Do not deny Jesus in front of people. All our affection, our devotion is for Jesus. In every decision that we take, every moment that I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. And Jesus wants to say to you, do not fear. Do not be grieved. I have taken the guilt away.
As we come to the communion table, we've been hearing about all these disasters across the globe, the fire in California, the floods in Kerala. We want to rise up as a people of God, and we're going to sing just one other song, declaring the love of God over it. The bridge of this song says, through the fire, through the flood, you are watching over us. Through the struggles and through the storms, you are sovereign over all. Mm-hmm. So I'd request you to stand with me. I know it's been a long time of worship, so just worship is sacrifice still, yeah? So we want to get up, rise up, gather our strength, and we want to rally for these people who are struggling in these areas. We want to ask the power of God to come in these areas, all right?